90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, and you are listening to Audio Oasis, the Northwest Music Show. I'm your host, and it's now time for a live performance by the Shivas on KEXP. To the Shivas on KEXP. You just heard Ride On and You Know What to Do. Both songs are from their new album called You Know What to Do. That's excellent. And it's really glad, I mean, I'm really happy to have you guys back here. I finally listened to You Know What to Do all the way through. I've just been picking singles because you guys have so many just great, like, standout tracks on the album. And I finally just listened to the whole thing and I had a great listening experience. So that was fun. And the other thing that I remembered was the last time I saw you guys, the last time you guys were here, and I was interviewing Arkamo, and I saw you guys come through the glass, and I heard when I went back down that you guys had brought Whiteout because I was mad, and I had done a little bit with Troy. I was mad that I couldn't find Whiteout, and yeah, you guys brought it in.
We were coming up here, and we heard you on the radio talking about how it was gone.
So that's I wish
to drop it by.
Yeah, I want to do a call out like that again to see if that would happen. So that was really cool. So one of the things that stood out about listening to the album is how it sounded. It has this like lo-fi vintage sound, and then I realized that you guys had recorded it onto tape and did it at Dub Narcotic with Calvin Johnson, and I thought that was so great. What was the choice to do that? Like, why did you guys make that choice to record it to tape? And I mean, it captures your sound so beautifully.
Well, you know, our last record, Whiteout, K put it out on vinyl, and then they were like, hey, you know, if you guys have another record you want to record, we can do it here. And so we did it there, and that's just kind of how they do it.
Yeah, it's a great process. And it's your fourth album, which is a great accomplishment. And how does that feel to have four albums out in the world of your music?
It's good, you know, but it's more important to keep them coming.
And you guys have so many things that you are about to do, like an upcoming European tour for a whole month.
Yeah, we leave on Monday.
What are you guys looking forward to in Europe?
Everything. Being there.
Being in Europe.
Playing a lot of shows.
Have you heard from fans in Europe?
Yeah, it seems like there's some people that are going to come to the show. Yeah.
There's some confirmed Facebook presence.
I think that's good. Do you know of any bands that you'll be playing with out there?
That's a good question.
I'm just going to show up at the show and hope the band is cool.
Yeah, that can really go either way, but I'm, you know.
But I mean, either way, we'll be in Europe, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm optimistic.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, I think we should hear some more music. The Shivas on KEXP.
I want to know the reason why you make me want to cry. You make me wanna die. Cause you don't do the things you're supposed to do. You run around and make me blue. I'm so torn up on you. Die. gonna die. Oh, oh, 'cause you don't do the things I want you to. You run around and treat me cool, but I'm still in love with you.
To live music by the Shivas here on KEXP. You just heard Stocking Legs and You Make Me Wanna Die. And You Make Me Wanna Die is one of my favorite songs on the album. And it makes me think of this song by a band called Feral Children. And it's a really, really, really old song. It's called They're Gonna Kill Me. They should re-record it. But I feel like sometimes I get into a meditative process when I listen to both of those songs. That probably wasn't what you were going for.
Well, you know, any sort of meditative, mind-clearing, cathartic sort of anything is, I guess, what it's going for.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you guys released it on 7-inch before you released it on the album. Was it used as a teaser? Supposed to be used as a teaser?
I mean, you know, we liked the song. It seemed like a song that should be on a 7-inch, you know?
Yeah. It's a standout track.
So we did it.
For sure.
We wanted to get something out, too, before the full length came out.
Yeah, cool. And then you guys released a video for You Know What to Do and Do the Crocodile. It's really awesome because it's a double video. And I haven't seen much of those. This is the second one that I've seen. And I wondered who came up with the concept for it.
You mean the concept for the video or the thing to do the two together?
I guess both. I guess it's both the same question.
We all were pretty much on the same page about how we felt the video should go.
Yeah.
It's very chaotic and dark. And
And then as for doing the two songs together, I usually say that if those songs had been on other albums, they would be the same song.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
On Whiteout, there's a bunch of songs that are kind of two or sometimes three songs all put together, but we wanted to keep them separate.
Have you guys ever thought of just recording your album as one song? Like just one with nothing, like a mixtape?
That would be ambitious.
Yeah.
But we, you know,
it
with this guy, we could probably pull it off.
Maybe the next album?
There was a Sonic Youth EP that was like that. It was called The Silver Sessions.
Cool.
And they did it for their, a friend of theirs was a DJ who passed, and they wanted to like do the album for him, but they didn't know him.
Yeah.
Like super personally, so they felt like they couldn't like write songs about it, so they just brought all their amplifiers and all their pedals and everything into a studio and just let it feedback and just all the everything just like make noise, and then they left it and came back like a couple hours later and then cut it down into an EP.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you guys to play for like 30 minutes straight, just the whole album. Maybe just play the songs and then mix them together.
Oh yeah.
And then just do a hour long video.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would
like
be really
Beyonce
cool.
Kind of. I guess she did it in installments, but
yeah.
But yeah, or like The Wall.
I'm just helping you guys come up with new
sorry,
things.
Sorry, Calvin, I don't mean to mention Pink Floyd.
Does Calvin not like Pink Floyd?
Something about it. See,
except for that one song that's punk.
Yeah.
I don't listen to enough. I think The Piper at the Gates of Dawn was like my first Pink Floyd
it's
experience.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Calvin, do you like that album? You've never heard it? Someone hardcore recommended that to me, and it talks about gnomes and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, is Do the Crocodile, is that a dance?
Sure.
Now it is.
I tried looking it up before I came in here, and I didn't come up with anything.
Oh, well, it's not like, it's not that well known of a dance yet. You know, it's getting bigger.
You know? Are you guys going to?
It's very big in like Kazakhstan.
Are you guys going to start it in Europe and then?
It's already kind of started in Europe, I think.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Are you serious?
We were doing it.
I was joking.
We were doing it on the tour all across the U.S. They'll be doing it in Europe. You know? They'll be doing it everywhere.
Well, you guys have a show coming up in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
The 15th. And actually, we're in the future, so that is today.
In a couple hours.
It's the Short Run Beach Party, their annual event that takes place at Washington Hall. And La Luz will be there as well. It's a really great event, and we'll put up a link on the online playlist so that people can check it out. And you guys will do the Crocodile there?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for coming back.
Thanks so much for having us back.
Yeah, you guys are so good. You've been listening to a live performance by the Shivas on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.